您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/mand 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism
第二十课，在元宵节灯会上。
Lesson 20 at the festival。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语教学课程。我是澳大利亚澳洲广播电台中文部的节目主持人马建元。在第十九课中，我们学习了如何约定见面的地点，如何向客人介绍文化景观，以及有关 excuse me 这个短语的一些特定的用法。在这一课中，我们将学习如何回应客人的赞扬，如何讲述历史典故，以及在客人对一些事情反应过度时，我们应该如何安慰他们。
Tell me about the moon, Leo.
Well, the legend goes that there's an old man on the moon who has the names of all the newborn babies. He knows who will marry whom. Look around you. People are making wishes to him. It's said that he will grant you wish.
Really? That's interesting. Oh, Leo, I'm sorry I've been so rude to you.
Not at all.
No, I have been rude. You've been patient and wise and brave.
It's nice of you to say so.
这段对话的内容您听懂了多少呢？现在让我们再听一遍录音。我会在每个英语句子之后将它们翻译成中文。
Tell me about the moon, Leo.
Leo, 你给我讲讲月亮的故事吧。
Well, the legend goes that there's an old man on the moon who has the names of all the newborn babies.
好啊，传说月亮上有一位老人，他知道所有新生婴儿的名字。
He knows who will marry whom. Look around you. People are making wishes to him. It's said that he will grant you wish.
他知道谁是谁一生的伴侣。您看，您身边的这些人正在向月老许愿呢。据说月老可以让人的美梦成真。
Really? That's interesting.
真的吗？这太有意思了。
Oh, Leo, I'm sorry I've been so rude to you.
Oh, Leo, 对不起，我刚才对你太没有礼貌了。
Not at all.
这没什么。
No, I have been rude.
不，我是太没礼貌了。
You've been patient and wise and brave.
你是如此的耐心、聪慧，而且又那么勇敢。
It's nice of you to say so.
谢谢您这么说。在日常生活中，当我们受到他人的赞扬或者恭维时，我们一定要做出回复。您听到利奥回答 That's very nice of you to say so. 谢谢您这么说。或者最起码要说一句简单的 thank you, 谢谢。好，现在让我们来跟着英语老师一起练习下列的短句。
It was nothing, really. It was nothing, really. It's nice of you to say so. It's nice of you to say so. Thank you.It's nice of you to say so. Thank you. It's nice of you to say so.
请注意，在旅游业中，以讲故事的方式向客人介绍风景名胜和文化历史，是一个称职导游所必须具备的技能。 每一个城市和村庄都有它自己的历史典故。在我们的课文当中，利奥就掌握了讲故事的本领。他以一个民间传说回答了蒙娜的提问。利奥的故事充满了浪漫色彩，这无疑让他的客人充满了好奇。您注意到了吗？因为利奥向客人讲述的是一个广为流传的故事，所以他使用了一般现在时。请再听一遍利奥的讲话。
Well, the legend goes that there's an old man on the moon.
传说月亮上有一位老人。
Who has the names of all the newborn babies.
他知道所有新生婴儿的名字。
He knows who will marry whom.
他知道谁是谁一生的伴侣。因为这是在讲述一个广为人知的民间传说，所以利奥在整个的叙述中都使用了一般现在时。如果他要讲一个故事，那么他就会使用一般过去式。这是因为他讲述的故事已经是发生过的事情了。典型的例子就是利奥向客人介绍月饼的来历。如果您所在的地方有任何历史典故的话，那么我建议您一定要好好的记住这些故事，并且练习用英语将它们复述出来。您知道吗？初到异地的游客们是非常喜欢听故事的。好，现在让我们再听一遍这段对话，请在利奥的句子之后跟着重复。
Tell me about the moon, Leo.
Well, the legend goes that there's an old man on the moon. Who has the names of all the newborn babies. He knows who will marry whom. Look around you.People are making wishes to him. It's said that he will grant you wish.
Really? That's interesting. Oh, Leo, I'm sorry I've been so rude to you.
Not at all.
No, I have been rude. You've been patient and wise and brave.
It's nice of you to say so.
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的旅游业英语节目。
Lesson 20 at the festival.
第二十课，在元宵节灯会上。在我们学习以下的新对话内容时，请您特别注意对话中出现的一些新的词汇和短语。
Look at the lanterns. They're so pretty. What do you think, Dad? Dad? Leo, where's my father?
Your father?
I can't see him anywhere. Why weren't you watching?
Excuse me?
He's not here. We must call the police.
That may not be necessary. Your father is a very smart man, Miss White.I'm sure he knows his way back. Let's check the hotel first.
请再听一遍这段对话，我会将对话内容逐句翻译成中文。
Look at the lanterns. They're so pretty. What do you think, Dad? Dad? Leo, where's my father?
你看那些灯笼，它们真漂亮啊！你觉得呢，爸爸？爸爸，利奥，我爸爸在哪儿
？Your father.
你爸爸
？I can't see him anywhere. Why weren't you watching?
我到处找不到他，你怎么不留意他的行动呢
？Excuse me.
对不起，您的意思是
？He's not here.
他失踪了。
We must call the police.
我们一定要报警。
That may not be necessary. Your father is a very smart man, Miss White. I'm sure he knows his way back. Let's check a hotel first.
这也许不必。您的父亲是一个非常聪明的人，怀特女士。我相信他一定知道回去的路。让我们先回酒店去找找看吧。也许情况并不像蒙娜想象的那么糟糕。作为一个导游，您一定要学会如何安慰那些对突发事件反应过度的客人。有关这方面的问题，我们会在下一课中更加深入的学习。现在，先让我们跟着英语老师一起来练习一下刚才对话中出现的两个短句。请注意听，并跟着重复。
That may not be necessary. That may not be necessary. Let's check the hotel first. Let's try his room first.
接下来，让我们再听一遍这段对话的最后一部分，并请在利奥的句子之后重复他的话。
Look at the lanterns. They're so pretty. What do you think, Dad? Dad? Leo, where's my father?
Your father?
I can't see him anywhere. Why weren't you watching?
Excuse me?
He's not here. We must call the police.
That may not be necessary.Your father is a very smart man, Miss White. I'm sure he knows his way back. Let's check a hotel first.
现在让我们完整的听一遍我们在第十九课和第二十课中学过的对话全部内容。
Thank you for saving my hat today, Leo.
My pleasure.
Achoo! You were very brave.
It was nothing really. Now, if we get separated, we'll meet back here.
At the gate?
Yes. Now, these are for you.
Lanterns?
Yes. Yours is a butterfly.
Oh, it's pretty.
It represents longevity. And yours is a crab, Jack. It's said to be the symbol of the emperor.
And what's yours, Leo?
Mine's a lobster, a symbol of fun.
So the festival happens on the full moon?
Yes, it's a time for families to get together.
And what about your family, Leo?
My parents live in a village a long way from here.
I mean your wife and kids.
Oh, I'm not married.
Oh, really?
Excuse me, Mona, Leo.
That's interesting.
Mona, I think I might walk down to the beach.
Tell me about the moon, Leo.
Well, the legend goes that there's an old man on the moon who has the names of all the newborn babies. He knows who will marry whom. Look around you. People are making wishes to him. It's said that he will grant you wish.
Really? That's interesting.Oh, Leo, I'm sorry I've been so rude to you.
Not at all.
No, I have been rude. You've been patient and wise and brave.
It's nice of you to say so.
Look at the lanterns. They're so pretty. What do you think, Dad? Dad? Leo, where's my father?
Your father?
I can't see him anywhere. Why weren't you watching?
Excuse me?
He's not here. We must call the police.
That may not be necessary. Your father is a very smart man, Miss White. I'm sure he knows his way back. Let's check the hotel first.
以上就是在元宵节灯会上这段对话的全部内容。在结束第二十课之前，请您跟着英语老师一起练习下面的这些句子。
We must call the police. Let's try his room first. We must call the police. Let's try his room first.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，第二十课到这里就全部结束了。在下一讲第二十一课，我们要学习如何处理突发状况。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页。我们的网址是abc.net.au/ra。澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是ames.net.au。各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。